You are tuned in to Independent 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. We are community-powered radio with volunteer hosts sharing their soundtrack of Northern Minnesota. Up next, History of Jazz with volunteer Paul Kivy.
Benny Carter will be heard on this program from 1933 until 1976 and on three different instruments, alto and tenor sax, and on trumpet. Here he was on alto sax with George Duvivier on piano, Don Abney on bass, Louis Belson on the drums. That was My One and Only Love, recorded June 23rd, 1963. 1954. This is the Recorded History of Jazz, Volume 36. I'm Paul Kivy, and we will hear more from the smooth Benny Carter today, plus Miles Davis and Clifford Brown. But now it's time for our third concert on the Recorded History of Jazz. In episode 25, we heard from Louis Armstrong's All-Stars in Boston. In episode 33, it was Dizzy, Bird, Bud, Mingus, and Roach from Toronto. This time around, it's going to be the first classic Jazz Messengers lineup of Horace Silver on piano, Art Blakey on drums, with Clifford Brown on trumpet, Lou Donaldson on the sax, Curly Russell on bass, live at Birdland in New York City on the island of Manhattan. We are fortunate to have a radio broadcast of this terrific lineup here this evening, so let's you and I get ready for the show. Settle in, grab some knitting, a book, maybe a drink, some cards. You can invite your friends and family, or just lie on the couch. The show is about to begin. So on this chilly February evening, your plan is to stay close to the heater and close to your radio so you don't miss a note. Your announcer is 4-foot-tall Pee-wee Marquette, and he is ready to begin.
How about a big hand for Art Blakey? Art Blakey and his wonderful All-Star. We'll be right back.
That's We Dot. You are listening to the Recorded History of Jazz. I'm your host, Paul Kivy, and we are just getting started in tonight's concert from Birdland. February 21st, 1954 is the date of this concert, and we're going to hear a couple more cuts from this set featuring Art Blakey, and we'll let him handle the introductions from here. The next tune is Confirmation.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to take the opportunity at this time to mention with confidence that I'm working with now, and I hope forever, some of the greatest jazz musicians in the country today. That includes Horace Silver, Curly Russell, Lou Donaldson, and Clifford Brown. Let's give them a big round of applause. Yes, sir, I'm gonna stay with the youngsters. When these get too old, I'm gonna get some younger ones. Keeps the mind active.
Thank you.
That's confirmation. The recorded history of jazz. We are two-thirds of the way through a concert at Birdland, just north of 52nd Street in Manhattan. The Art Blakey Quintet is ready for the final tune they're going to perform here tonight. It's a jam session entitled Blues.
Thank you.
that concludes our third concert here on the Recorded History of Jazz. I hope you enjoyed your time at Birdland in Manhattan. Drive home safely or feel free to stick around till close. You just heard drummer Art Blakey's quintet with Clifford Brown on trumpet, Lou Donaldson alto sax, Horace Silver on piano, Curly Russell on the bass. We drop in a concert every once in a while on this show. I've got my eye on Nina Simone in 1959 might be the next one that we're going to do. I'm Paul Kivi. Benny Carter was born in New York City in August of 1907 and died in Los Angeles in July of 2003. In between, he pioneered the alto sax as a soloing instrument in the 1930s, along with Johnny Hodges from Duke Ellington's orchestra. That was 10 years before Charlie Parker recorded. He led a big band in the 1940s, was an in-demand arranger for the top jazz singers in the 1950s. He led groups and recorded in 8 different decades on alto and tenor saxes, trumpet, and clarinet. He composed extended works in the 1980s and 90s and was given the National Medal of Arts by President Bill Clinton in the year 2000. Here's two from Benny Carter on alto sax as a leader from July 23rd, 1954. It's Moon Glow. Thank you. Never Mind You, Benny Carter on alto sax with George Duvivier on bass, John Abney on piano, Louis Belson on the drums. They also gave us Moonglow before that. You have found the recorded history of jazz. Here's an all-star lineup. Miles Davis on trumpet, Sonny Rollins on tenor sax, who's still alive at age 92 as I record this. Remarkable considering he was one of the many jazz musicians in the 50s who picked up a heroin addiction, but he proved that doesn't have to be a death sentence. Horace Silver is on piano, and Percy Heath on bass, Kenny Clark on the drums, recorded at the Van Gelder Studio in New Jersey. Here is everybody's favorite butter substitute, oleo. Thank you. That's a nice contrast between two young trumpeters in 1954 who were favored to become jazz greats. That was Clifford Brown on Finders Keepers with Suit Sims on tenor sax and Russ Freeman on piano. Before that, we heard Olio by Miles Davis with Sonny Rollins and Horace Silver. If I had to bet on who would make it biggest in jazz, from the perspective of 1954, I would have bet on Clifford Brown. Clean living, with that great sound, beloved by all, and so much promise. But of course, I'd lost that bet. It was Brown who would die tragically, while Miles would wind up recording the best-selling jazz album of all time, and so much more. This is the Recorded History of Jazz. I'm Paul Kivi. Tal Farlow from Greensboro, North Carolina, didn't pick up a guitar in earnest until he was 22 years old. 6 years later, he was in a trio with vibraphonist Red Norvo and bassist Charles Mingus. Farlow's nickname was the Octopus because of his enormous hands and the speed with which they would move over his guitar. Here is Tal Farlow's quartet, including Barry Galbraith on guitar, Oscar Pettiford on bass, and Joe Morello on drums from June 2nd, 1954. This is Blues in the Closet. Thank you. pianist Richie Powell with drummer Max Roach, recorded August 1954, All String Along With You. Richie Powell was Bud Powell's younger brother, and both Powell brothers were gifted pianists who saw their valuable years on Earth cut short by tragedy. Richie Powell died in a car accident in June of 1956. Tal Farlow, the Octopus, and Oscar Pettiford before that with Blues in the Closet. I'm Paul Kivi. That's all we have time for today in the recorded history of jazz, but next time we'll hear Louis Armstrong play W.C. Handy, and we'll hear classics from Benny Carter, Lionel Hampton, and Thelonious Monk. Until then, I hope you have a beautiful day. You are tuned to Northern Community Radio 91.7 KAXE in Grand Rapids, 90.5 FM KBXE in Bagley, Bemidji, and 89.9 in Brainerd, and online at kaxe.org.